An Irish journalist and documentary filmmaker is doing a funding round to give him the opportunity to take on Al Gore. His name is Phelim McAleer. Phelim, how is it that you intend to take on Al Gore?
Well, I intend to tell the truth, I suppose. That's a start. I intend to tell the truth about climate change or global warming or whatever it is called nowadays. I intend to show the flaws in the science. And I, more importantly, I suppose, I intend to show that the true effect of global warming hysteria will have on the poorest people in the developed and the developing world, something that's never really mentioned in this great great panic, one of the many latest environmental panics. We want to look at how it will affect people in the developing world. You can't have electricity, you can't have a road, you can't have a car, you can't have air conditioning, and how it will affect people in the developed world.
Phelim, let me just check that. You're saying not the effect that global warming will have, but the effect that worries about global warming will have. Is that it?
Well, I think it's the effect of global warming hysteria. I wouldn't call it a worry. It's a hysteria now. It's the new religion, you know, and just like many religions, you're not allowed to challenge the sacred tenets of that religion. I suppose that's what I'm doing. That's why I'm going to go on Al Gore. I'm going to say to Al, I mean, your slideshow is wonderful, but what's the science behind it, and what's the ideology behind it, and more importantly, how is it going to affect ordinary people? How is it going to affect working people and people in the developing world who aspire to see their children live beyond their fifth birthday, who aspire to see their children educated, who aspire to see their children have a better life than they have?
You're getting this money to make a film called Not Evil, Just Wrong: The True Cost of Global Warming Hysteria. Give us some of the specifics of what you see as the things that were wrong in what either Al Gore or the Global Warming Brigade say.
No, I just want to correct you. The film is made. It's finished. It's sealed. It's in the can. What we need is the money to get it into cinemas, get it into movie theatres, because, you know, the Hollywood don't like this kind of movie. They you know, they love Al Gore and Leonardo DiCaprio telling us we're all going to die tomorrow, but they don't seem to ask Al Gore and Leonardo DiCaprio when are they going to stop flying in their private jets, you know. So they like these kind of movies, but they don't like asking the questions. So the movie will look at at some of the science, some of the flawed science that's behind the global warming hysteria.
Such as?
Well, for example, the IPCC says the sea level is going to rise a foot in the next 100 years. Al Gore says it's going to rise 20 feet, and he has these wonderful maps showing you Shanghai and New York underwater. Now, where's the truth? I mean, do we believe the IPCC or do we believe Al Gore? There was this graph called the hockey stick, which allegedly showed that the weather was perfectly constant until the 20th century and then suddenly shot up. That's now been discredited. I mean, and it should be discredited. Greenland was called Greenland for a reason, because it was green. You know, the weather was better in the past. It was warmer, and it had nothing to do with SUVs, and it had nothing to do with private jets.
John Gibbons is with us, Phelim. He's the founder of climatechange.ie. and a columnist with the Irish Times. John Gibbons, did Al Gore get it that wrong?
You could certainly parse around the edges and say, yeah, Al Gore probably shouldn't buzz around in a private airplane. A lot of other people probably shouldn't buzz around in airplanes either, but the basic science behind Al Gore is sound. Thing about science is it's really about examining uncertainty. And the IPCC was set up 20 years ago in 1988 to look at what was then seen as a relatively small problem, but something we needed to get to address. Over the last 20 years, the IPCC has involved thousands, and I mean possibly into tens of thousands of scientists, not just from meteorology and climate science, but right across the scientific spectrum. And they've produced a series of four reports. And those reports have come out in intervals usually of about 5 years or so. And the most recent one was the fourth assessment in 2007. And essentially what they have done is to track the degeneration of the systems that support life here on Earth. Particularly, I should add, life here on Earth for humans. Because I think sometimes people seem to
think... But did Al Gore overstate all of that?
He may have egged the cake here and there. For example, in relation to sea level rise, okay, there's a huge degree of argument in this. Now, the IPCC, for example, tends to be a compromise. Unlike people like your other speaker there, who seem to think that it's some kind of extremist organisation, the IPCC also involves politicians and policymakers. They tend to water down the science. They tend to go for, look, let's not really talk about the extreme examples. Let's talk about the middle. So what I would say is the IPCC report, the fourth assessment report, represents a very conservative scientific take. For example, there's a piece in today's Irish Times showing us, which is absolutely shocking, that the Western Antarctic block, or area is warming at the same rate as the rest of the world. Up until very recently, we were led to believe that the Antarctic operated its own climate. That entire region has been undermined by sea level warming.
Phelan?
Well, I just really don't understand what John has just said. I mean, is the IPCC a scientific body or is it a political body? Up until a few hours ago, I had read everywhere that it was a scientific body, and we should take everything they say as a scientific truth. Now John is admitting on national radio that actually it's political and it gets watered down and gets messed around with. So really, the IPCC is a political document. So that's good to know. It's good we've established.
But what did they get wrong, Phelan?
Well, I don't know. I mean, as John said, has Al Gore egged the cake? Well, for a start, they say. Well, I don't know if they got it wrong. They say. Well, what I want to know is what is the real climate science? Is it the IPCC report? Is it James Hansen in America who says 10 feet? Is it Al Gore who says 20 feet? I mean, before we start making policy decisions and telling people in the third world that they can't have electricity, we need to actually get the science right. And Al Gore showing a Shanghai underwater. Well, John Gibbons on the radio now tell the people of Ireland that that was incorrect and condemn Al Gore for, as he quite eggs the pudding or eggs the cake. Imagine if my film was egged the cake in such a similar way.
Well, Phelan,
John Gibbons
film
would be writing column after
John?
Column about it.
Well, yeah, I haven't had the pleasure, Phelan, of seeing your film, but I have seen the trailer on YouTube and... it isn't a cake at all. It's some kind of pudding that you've produced. Full, I mean, and this is only 2 or 3 minutes of absolute garbage. Absolute garbage. Well, why not talk about Phelan? I mean, for example, one of the people that you put in your trailer comes on and tells us, I mean, he tells us, you know, I think ice is a bad thing. I think we need more warming. We need to melt the ice. Well, Phelan, do you think it's a good idea that the Western Antarctic disappears into the sea? Now, if you want ice melting, how about the Western Antarctic disappearing into the sea? Would you know offhand, Phelan, what that will contribute to global sea level rises? Offhand.
John, well, I have to go by either. I don't know.
Do you know any of the science in this, Phelan, or did you just make it up?
John, I have one thing to ask you. Okay,
sure.
So you're saying ice is, we need more ice.
No, your contributor says we need less ice. Your contributor suggests that we need the ice, for example, in the Arctic to melt.
Okay, John, let me have
John ask me a question.
Sure.
John, you asked me a question. Can I answer it?
Sure, go for it.
Are you going to interrupt?
Go for it.
Phelan, let's hear your response.
Okay. One thing that every farmer in the world needs less of is cold weather. So if you really want to feed the world, like we all say we do, and Bob Geldof and all those people, ice is the enemy of life. Warmth is the friend of the farmer and the friend of the poor and will feed the world. So actually, I want less cold weather. And you talk to anyone who runs a farm or anyone who runs a greenhouse.
I'm actually from a farm.
Any way concerned with supplying food and services to the poorest people in the world.
John?
They need good weather.
Sure. Okay, the Arctic. You're familiar with the Arctic, Phelan. It's at the top of the world,
let's
right?
Let's talk about Al Gore.
Sorry,
well.
I don't actually want to talk about Al Gore. I'm far more interested in talking about your wacky notions on climate science. The Arctic, right? Between 2005 and 2007, the Arctic sea ice, the sea pack, reduced by 20%. That's an area of twice the size of the Republic of Ireland in 2 years. The current estimates, Phelan, are that there will be no summer ice, no ice, on the top of the world by probably 2020. That's about 10, 12 years out. Now, apparently, according to you, this is good news for farmers, right? By the way, are these the farmers in the sub-Saharan Africa whose lands have failed and who are suffering famine? Is this the farmers in Western Australia whose crops have failed because of continuous drought driven by climate change? I have never heard such garbage in my life.
Phelan?
Well, I mean, the food production across the world is increasing. And let's be honest, sub-Saharan Africa has serious problems not connected to climate change. There have been droughts and there have been famines in sub-Saharan Africa long before we had climate change. But some of the scientists we interview in our film, Stephen Schneider, who's a close friend of Al Gore, an advisor of Al Gore, and a member of the IPCC, in the 1970s, he published scientific papers saying there was a forthcoming ice age. And many of your listeners out there, Anton, will remember being taught at school saying, we're entering the new ice age. Do you remember that? But Stephen Schneider... He published papers and praised books if they were entering the new ice age. In the interview, when I asked him about those papers, 3 days later, he sent me a solicitor's letter banning me from using the interview. So that's what he doesn't want. He claimed there was going to be an ice age.
Yeah.
Whenever
sorry, Phelan,
he sent a legal letter saying you're not allowed to use this footage.
Fascinating, Phelan.
My science.
I actually interviewed Stephen Schneider in April, funnily enough, and.
Stephen, did you ask him?
Yeah, Stephen Schneider, I'm well aware of the publications you refer to. In the 1970s, there was enormous uncertainty. What they knew was that the climate was unstable and destabilising. What was unclear at that stage was in what direction it would lurch. And I didn't interrupt you. It was unclear as to what direction it would lurch. Now, Schneider and others put forward theories, scientific theories. That's how they do it, Phelan. They publish them in things called peer-reviewed journals. I don't know if you've ever seen a peer-reviewed journal, what it looks like. It's where scientists publish, and sometimes, you know, they get it wrong, and you know what happens then? 20 other scientists come along and take it apart. What you have produced is a piece of shameful black propaganda.
Which you haven't
which
seen.
Which is simply, I have seen enough. I mean, do I have to drink a pint of milk to realise that it's sour? I tasted this vile little trailer that you put onto YouTube, and I assure you, Phelan, it's enough to realise exactly where you're coming from. You're a cynic. You're not a sceptic. You're a cynic. You're an opportunist, and you're over in America peddling to neoconservatives who, with any luck, if people like you backing them up, will see us all to hell in the next 20 or 30 years.
Phelan McAleer?
Well, I mean, I don't know if he hasn't drank the milk, but he's definitely drank the Kool-Aid. I mean, it's hysteria. Anyone listening there to John can hear the hysteria in his voice, and the fact that we're puncturing his little way to control people. John quite doesn't like people. They don't seem to want people to get ahead. And Stephen Schneider and those people, that was the scientific.
How does global warming, Phil? I'm just on that. How does the global warming movement, or the people who would say that the global warming or talk about the problem, how does that prevent people getting ahead?
Well, look, if you want to stop the burning of fossil fuels, you're going to tell the people of China who are in poverty that they have to remain in poverty, because the only way for them to get ahead is to burn cheap coal. And you're going to have to tell the people of Africa. I mean, if the people of Africa get to our level of affluence, then there will be a massive increase in the production of CO2. So you have to keep these people in poverty to maintain the level of CO2 the way it is. And you know, so this has never been talked about before. This has never been debated, and it's the big black secret that John doesn't want to talk about. And maybe that's.
But is the driving thrust of your film then, Phelan, is that the core message of the film that effectively politicians are trying to keep people poor? Is that it?
Well, no, this is the effect, the unintended or maybe unintended consequences of their hysteria. And we're also saying that scientists in the 70s, the consensus was we're heading for a new
ice age. It's never a consensus,
and he
knows that.
And now 20 or 30 years later, we're saying the consensus is we're heading for a warm period.
Sure.
Everyone's saying we're heading for this warm period. It's a bad thing. Why is the weather now the most perfect weather we've ever had?
Well, let's bring John Gibbons back in on that, Phelan. John Gibbons.
Yeah, I guess there's no point in talking to somebody who is so willfully ignorant about science. So what I'll do instead, if I may, is talk about a little parable about the ozone hole. Back in 1974, more of these peer-reviewed scientists that Phelan has such contempt for, they published a theoretical paper on what might be happening to CFCs in the upper atmosphere. I wonder, what would happen to CFCs? And what they estimated was that they would break down under the influence of solar radiation into chlorine, which would attack ozone, and we would have problems, right? Now, amazingly enough, at the time, the US administration took this on board. And bear in mind, this was a theoretical paper only. The US administration took it on board and began to phase out CFCs. Now, in 1981, friends of Phelan, which would have been the Reagan administration, in other words, more right-wing Americans, they came into power and they said, not at all. This is all rubbish. This is all rubbish. This ozone hole, there's no proof of this. 4 years later, the British Antarctic Survey discovered a hole the size of Australia over Antarctica. Now, if we follow the Phelan logic on this, what we do with global warming is we put our heads into the sand, we hope for the best, and in 20 years' time, when it's too late, we go, whoops, sorry, Phelan, I got it wrong.
Phelan McAleer?
Well, I mean, I was 11 in 1981, so I don't think I was a friend of Ronald Reagan.
Sorry, ideological friend. Apologies.
Well, I don't know what ideology you had, John, when you were 11, but my ideology has changed a lot since I was 11. But maybe that's what's happened to you. Maybe you're still stuck in this childish student union idea that the business is bad. I mean, you hate industrialization, and these people, and they hate progress.
Yeah.
You know, they'd like us to go back to this dark ages of horse and traps
that's
and
right.
windmills, the good old days. You know. They despise progress, you know. But the history, you know, they want us to go back to the past, and the past is a horrible place. The past had TB, the past had polio, the past had children dying before their fifth birthday, massive child mortality, and that's by the way, that's what industrialization has brought us. That's what the burning of CO2 has brought us. And John doesn't want to accept that. John thinks that we'd be better off without all this nasty progress, and we'd be better off without all these. Let's be frank about all these poor people on Ryanair. Taking their cheap holidays in cheap places, you know. With
okay,
cheap
well,
flights.
Philip, I
really
need to give
the right
John the opportunity to write that briefly, if you would. Please.
You know, and
hang on for a minute. Sorry, the Phelan Express is rolling. Sorry, it's hard to get a word in there. Apologies for that. Yeah, sorry. Has the Phelan Express pulled up? It has. Excellent. Well, first of all, Phelan, I hate to say it to you, but I'm actually a businessman myself. I'm also a father of young kids. So, no, I don't want to live in a cave. I'm pretty happy about it. What I do accept is we need rapidly to move away from fossil fuels and screwing up the carbon cycle.
John Gibbons, who is from climatechange.ie and an Irish Times columnist, thank you very much. Phelan McAleer, if people want to find out more about the film, which is Not Evil, Just Wrong, The True Cost of the Global Warming Hysteria, where can they find out about it?
You can go to the website noteviljustwrong.com, and we were asking for ordinary people to give us donations to get this film into cinemas and into theatres. You know, there's lots of people out there on the other side, Leonardo DiCaprio, Al Gore. This is the film that Hollywood and the liberal establishment don't want people to see. And let's have a bit of debate before we start interfering in the lives of the poorest people in the developed and the developing world. Businessmen like John Gibbons will still be able to afford the high prices of flights, the high prices of petrol and gas.
This could go for another 10 minutes, Phelan. So I'm sorry, that's
Phelan, friend of the poor.
Thank you, John. Phelan, that is Phelan McAleer, the director and producer of the documentary Not Evil, Just Wrong, and you can get that on the same name.com.